Want to talk to James? Leave him a comment on jamesabrown.net. This is The Daily Note.
Welcome back to The Daily Note Live. I'm James A. Brown. Thanks for joining me. If something hits you about what we're talking about today, I want to hear about it. Call me or text me at 585-371-8865. That's 585-371-8865. I listen to every message. I read them all. So we've established a number. Pew asked us how we felt about our neighbors. And we felt that 53% of them were morally bad. We were the only country in the 25 in this schedule, this study, to come to that conclusion about our neighbors. So I found myself transfixed with this number. How do we come to this conclusion? How did we come to believe this about ourselves? And what does that say about who we are as people, as a nation? Look, I don't expect us all to have a Pollyanna view over who we are as people. People do bad things. We don't all, you know, there's not many Mother Teresa's among us. But I didn't expect things to be this bad this quick. Even with all the divisiveness in our society, I thought that maybe we had a bit more faith in each other. Now, Pew asked people in all 25 countries about 9 specific behaviors. And the different behaviors got different scores. For instance, marijuana. Only 23% of Americans say using marijuana is morally wrong. I bet that number, if we checked it 10 years ago or 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, that'd be very different. In most of the other countries Pew surveyed, that number was over 40%. We're in a country with a reputation globally for being judgmental, but not when it comes to pot. In pot, we've evolved, we've changed our stance to be, you know, less, how shall I say, focused on how people handle that in their bodies. It's not just on marijuana, on gambling. We're also, we have similar stats there. Only about 29% of us believe that was morally wrong. And that makes sense. I mean, if you watch our media these days, our media is full of gambling ads. You can pull up your phone right now and bet on tonight's game. You know, I'm going to be watching UFC this weekend. And as I do that, I can bet in between rounds. Most of the world looks at that and thinks, what the hell are we doing? Some substances and personal risk, we're libertarians. We don't moralize about what you smoke or that you place your bets. And that's not exactly what I expected, honestly, from a country that just told researchers that its neighbors are morally bad, that one out of two people we see are morally bad. Because if you think the people around you are terrible, you'd expect to find a country that is harsh about everything. You thought us to be judgmental about everyone and all our actions. And we're not. But we're not that way about everything. There's another one I found very interesting. Affairs. 90% of Americans say that a married person having an affair is morally wrong. That's almost everybody. That's 9 out of 10 people. In a country that can't agree on what day of the week it is, 9 out of 10 of us think that if you cheat on your wife or you cheat on your husband, you're reprehensible. And that got me thinking about Coldplay. You probably remember that CEO that got caught on the Jumbotron in Boston with the HR boss of his company. And then it made me say, okay, I understand now why that was such a big deal. I understand that in America, we care more about sort of commitments and the idea of marriage and family being a solo connection than other nations. I just did not expect this. And look, we're not completely alone on it. We're just on the extreme edge of it. About 77% of people and about a half of the country surveyed felt strongly about this. But it wasn't as strident as we are. So think about what that means. We don't care if you gamble. We don't care if you smoke, but we care deeply about keeping your word on your marriage. Interesting, isn't it? This is a Daily Note. More in a moment.